Hello, and it's the 11th episode of the Kelly Nash Podcast, where we're trying to spread the word of God about today's events, what's happening today in the news, and how would God be glorified in it, or how would God have us respond. Those are the types of things we try to tackle on a somewhat daily basis, 3 to 4 times a week I try to get a podcast out. And again, all of them trying to be under 15 minutes so you can listen to them on an easy commute. Now, a story this week that I hadn't really heard a lot of people talking about, but did catch my attention. Headline, Ministry files lawsuit against Southern Poverty Law Center for labeling it a hate group. And the ministry is the D. James Kennedy Ministries in Coral Ridge, Fort Lauderdale area. They filed a lawsuit in Alabama because that's where the Southern Poverty Law Center is. And they say that they were labeled as a hate group for saying that homosexual behavior is against the Word of God. And because of them being labeled as a hate group, they've now also filed suits against Amazon and something called GuideStar. I don't know what GuideStar is, but Amazon, obviously, I know what that is. And Amazon would not allow the ministry to partake in their SMILE program. And if you know what the SMILE program is, I love the SMILE program. I work, as some of you may know, I work on the board for the South Carolina Autism Society. And with that, we got hooked up with the SMILE program. And the way it works is if you're shopping on Amazon, you can go, instead of just going to Amazon.com, you can go to smile.amazon.com. And then it lets you pick any of the charities that they have. And there's like thousands of them, including the South Carolina Autism Society. And I believe it's like 1% of whatever you buy, they will kick that back to the charity of your choice. So that's fantastic, right? And this ministry was left out on that. So they brought a lawsuit against Amazon as well, saying you shouldn't have kicked us out of the SMILE program because, A, we're not a hate group, and, well, whatever. So with that being said, I understand that there is a big movement of concern here in the United States and around the world, I would imagine, as these liberal groups are able to redefine what hate speech is. Hate speech used to be when somebody would attack you, say something derogatory about you. But we have now, in the last 5 to 10 years, started to redefine what that means, and so that hate speech means anything that's not inclusive. Anything that's exclusive is now considered hate speech. So that is an interesting redefinition, because, again, the church is not saying, when they say that homosexual behavior is not accepted by the church or it's not accepted in God's word, they're not making anything up. They're saying this is our religion, and in our religion, which we believe is the word of God. Muslims believe they have the word of God, or, you know, Buddha, whatever it is. But if you say in your religion that homosexuality is against our religion, that's now hate speech, where that really has no effect on your standing in society. But the reason that they want to do that, I believe, is to bring the church down. Because if you can reposition the church as a hate group, wow, how powerful is that? Do you want to join a hate group? Do you want to come to my Bible study? Oh, you mean like your hate group study? That's what they're trying to do. And who are they? Well, I mean, it could be any number of groups, but I think at the end of the day, they are Satan and his demons. That's what I believe. Satan is always attempting to deceive the world. And so this is a great deception that he's trying to play. I am not, how is this? I am not upset by it. I'm not even worried about it, which I think ticks off some of my Christian friends. I say that because at the end of the day, it's not my responsibility. to make sure that God's word is not repositioned into hate speech. It's not my job. I don't have the authority to do that, right? God is in control. Don't we, you know, as a Christian, you would say God is on his throne. He's still on the throne. So at the end of the day, God can control this. God's got this. He's not sweating it. You shouldn't be either. So as long as you are being faithful, so you keep speaking the truth, you keep preaching the word, as long as you are doing that and understanding that you're going to be persecuted. While I'm thinking about it, let me just bring it up on my phone here, because I remember reading this not that long ago. Okay, here we go. 2 Timothy, indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. John 15:18. If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. That's Jesus speaking to you. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you as though something strange were happening to you. Rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. For it is better to suffer for doing good than if that should be God's will, than for doing evil. And I can go on and on. There's got to be, on this website that I just opened up, at least 100 verses. At least 100. Talking about how you will be persecuted for saying the words of God. That's just the way it's going to be. And so, I think in America, we have been very spoiled because we're not really persecuted. I mean, we might have somebody at work giving us a side eye. Who knows? Maybe you didn't even get a promotion because they don't trust Christians, or you lost out on some friends or whatever. But that's not real persecution, is it? Real persecution is what some of our friends in China, in Africa, in the Middle East, what they have been suffering, where your life is on the line or the life of your child is on the line. If you say Jesus is God, we're going to kill your kid. Do you still say Jesus is God? Hello? That's now you're talking about persecution. What we see here is a slandering of God's word. And God can handle all of it. And so at the end of the day, some of the verses I just read to you say we should pray for them. We should pray for the Southern Poverty Law Center because those people are deceived. We should pray for the people at Amazon because they're deceived. We should pray. And again, when I say the people at Amazon, I understand there are Christians working there. I'm saying the upper management people, whoever was making the decision to say that this church group is a hate group because they say that homosexuality doesn't line up with Christian scripture. Well, those people are deceived. So I believe that what you should do is rest in the Lord. Don't get yourself worked up about this. Understand that God's got it. And all God really wants from you is your obedience. And your obedience includes spreading his word and being fearless of it. When you go out and you say to whomever it is that you're going to talk to, it doesn't matter if you're talking to the most radical, if you're talking to a member of ISIS and you're saying, I want to tell you the good news about Jesus Christ. Be fearless. The worst that they can do is kill you. And that's just a temporary thing. That's going to happen either way. You're going to die either way, whether you go on a blaze of glory for the Lord or you just die of old age in your bed sometime. You're going to die. So that's going to happen. It might just happen a little sooner than you had hoped. But in all likelihood, the vast, vast majority of human beings aren't ever going to be in that position. So the worst that's going to happen to you is, I don't even know what. You might lose friends. You might lose a job. I guess that would probably be the worst in America in our lifetime, is that as the word of God gets considered hate speech, that maybe you'll lose a job over it. And if that's the case, that's to the glory of God. God can provide another job. So be fearless. Be bold. Recognize that you have the truth. Now, if you don't feel like you have the truth, if you're not sure if you have the truth, well, then you need to do some more praying. You need to get closer to God And that way you can have confidence. And that's all I think God is looking for, is for you to have confidence. So that's the thought starter of the day. I'd always love to hear from you. You can get me on all the social media accounts at Kelly Nash Radio. And you can always email me, Kelly Nash_99@yahoo.com.